You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Sunday, March 20th, 2022. Help is on its way. How much more LNG can the U.S. send to Europe? Published by Lindsay Schneider. U.S. LNG exports are at an all-time high, driven primarily by new capacity online or commissioning, but the existing terminal fleet has also been pushing production to the max as off-takers, particularly in Europe, hunt for every spare molecule they can find. Every single terminal in the U.S. set a new monthly export record in either December or January. But is it enough? With the ongoing and tragic war in Ukraine threatening energy security and reliability in Europe, where gas storage inventories are already running low, the focus increasingly turns to LNG to replace at least some of the gas it typically imports from Russia. It sounds great in theory, and in the long term more LNG capacity will be added, but for now we're stuck with the infrastructure we've got, putting a ceiling on both how much Europe can take and how much exporters, including the US, can send. In today's RBN blog, we look at the potential for incremental LNG exports from the US to Europe to help offset Russian gas. In our recent blog, You Don't Own Me, we provided a primer on European gas markets and the European Commission's, or EC, new plan to reduce the European Union's, or EU, Russian gas imports by two-thirds, or 10 BCF per day, by the end of this year, an extremely tall order as Russia has been supplying about 45% of Europe's natural gas. Of course, not all of the Russian gas being replaced is expected to come from LNG. That's not remotely possible given existing infrastructure. But the plan calls for 50 billion cubic meters, or BCM more LNG, which is equal to about 1,765 BCF, or around 519 additional LNG cargoes. Prior to the EC's announcement, the International Energy Agency, or IEA, laid out a similar but less aggressive plan, which calls for about half that level of additional LNG imports. You Don't Own Me goes into some of the potential pitfalls of the EC plan, like connectivity within Europe to distribute the imported LNG. But putting that aside and taking the EC at its word about what European import terminals can handle, can European buyers even get their hands on an additional 500 cargoes this year? Or even an additional 200 per the IEA plan? Most of the world's LNG supply is produced in the US, Australia, and Qatar. C3's not always a crowd, with the US surpassing the other two for the first time this winter. More importantly, for increasing exports to a very specific market, in this case, Europe, the U.S. LNG sector also is the source with the greatest destination flexibility. Further, the U.S. is the closest of the three major suppliers from a days-on-the-water perspective to where the bulk of the cargoes land in Northwest Europe. Between the contract flexibility and proximity of U.S. offtake, many of the additional cargoes Europe will likely need to come from the U.S. The question is, how much more U.S.-produced LNG can be delivered to Europe this year? Before we dive into potential U.S. exports for 2022 as a whole, let's take a look at what exports have looked like lately, total and specifically to Europe, based on the latest available data from the Department of Energy, or DOE, which lags by 2 months, as well as ship tracking data for February and March. We track and analyze all of this data weekly as part of our LNG Voyager report. As we noted earlier, December and January both saw record LNG exports from the US in total. About 350 BCF of LNG was exported each month, with January edging out December for the all-time high. That's about 100 BCF higher than the average monthly volumes the winter prior and 25 BCF higher than the previous record from March 2021. Some of the increases from capacity additions since last winter. In the winter of 2020-21, Corpus Christi Train 3 was still commissioning. It began service in March 2021, and Sabine Pass Train 6 was still under construction, but that does not account for all of the difference. As we mentioned in today's introduction, every single terminal in the U.S. set a new monthly export record in either December or January. Total exports appeared to fall in February, final numbers aren't in yet, but we estimate that, based on cargo activity, export volumes last month totaled about 285 BCF. That's a significant dip from January, but still very strong for a February. There are simply fewer days in the month for vessels to depart, and on a vessels per day basis, February was about the same as December. There is no good comparison to years past for February. February of last year saw nearly every terminal shut in because of Winter Storm Uri, and prior to that the LNG capacity available was much lower than it is now. As for this month, March 2022, U.S. LNG exports are likely to set another record. Sabine Pass Train 6 was placed into service in early February, and now Calcasieu Pass has begun to export commissioning cargoes. The new terminal exported its first cargo March 1 and two more since. Exports from the terminal will increase as developer Venture Global progresses through the commissioning process. The terminal is expected to be placed in full commercial service either late this year or early next. At the other terminals, with the exception of a few short-lived operational issues, feed gas volumes are consistent with the ultra-high levels seen throughout the past winter, see higher and higher, further evidence that March will be another record-setting month. More important than the actual record, though, is what this consistently high activity level indicates for the year ahead. At this point, many of the terminals have been operating above what was previously thought of as full contracted utilization since November, and are showing no signs of slowing down, with Europe having to simultaneously refill its depleted gas storage inventories and phase out at least some gas imports from Russia. Demand for LNG cargoes is not going anywhere, even as peak winter demand ends. If US terminals can maintain this pace of production, there is certainly an appetite for it across the pond. As we noted earlier and discussed in detail in Upside Down, the overwhelming majority of US LNG is currently going to Europe and specifically to the EU and UK. The US has also been exporting significant volumes to Turkey, which is not part of the EU. The contract flexibility built into many long-term contracts and the portfolio of off-takers at U.S. export terminals allows the end destinations of U.S.-produced LNG to swing dramatically in response to shifting regional market conditions. Utility off-takers have the least flexibility in where their cargoes land because their contracted capacity is largely tied to their regional demand. But only about 40% of long-term contracted off-take capacity from U.S. terminals is held by utilities, with that being split evenly between European and Asian utilities, and even that can have some wiggle room. If these utilities have enough gas to meet their needs, they can resell or reroute LNG to another market, if the price is right. US LNG exports to Europe will likely be much higher this year than they were last year. Most US LNG cargoes have been Europe-bound in recent months, so the US is already helping the EC meet its goal. The ramp-up of activity at Sabine Pass Train 6 and Calcasieu Pass boosts export capacity, so there is more LNG to export than there was last year, and a lot of that will go to Europe. Calcasieu Pass could be a significant supplier to Europe this year. In fact, given that commissioning cargoes are typically not sold under long-term contracts and the bulk of Calcasieu Pass's offtake agreements are with either European customers or global portfolio players, meaning that nearly all of Terminal's cargoes this year could head to Europe. Europe has not published official LNG consumption numbers for 2021 yet, but based on RBN's internal modeling and data available from the EIA, Europe, including the 27 EU countries and the UK, imported 3,950 BCF of LNG last year, 26% of which came from the US, 24% from Qatar, 20% from Russia, and 30% from other exporting countries. In the plan laid out by the EC, the EU is seeking to add 1,765 BCF of LNG. The UK has not given a target number, and the IEA's more modest plan calls for an increase of 706 BCF. The US could potentially provide a huge chunk of this incremental supply, and the IEA suggested increase of 706 BCF could very realistically come exclusively from the US in 2021. The US exported 3,559 BCF of LNG, and about 30% of that went to the EU and UK. Current US LNG export capacity for 2022 is around 3,900 BCF, excluding Calcasieu Pass since it is not yet officially online. There are always periods where at least some U.S. terminals can't operate at their full capacity. Terminal and pipeline maintenance and extreme weather, hurricanes or extreme winter storms interfere with production and or marine traffic, and it's impossible to predict exactly what the impact of that might be. On the flip side, terminals producing at peak levels, often above their rated capacity, and commissioning activity at Calcasieu Pass will give a boost to the overall production level. Given current market conditions, terminals will likely produce at peak levels at least as much as last year, if not more. Cheniere recently received a DOE export license for an additional 261 BCF per year to help facilitate more spot market peak production sales from its existing terminals, Sabine Pass and Corpus Christi. Last year, U.S. terminals produced LNG at around 94% of capacity, on average, with high levels of production in the fourth quarter making up for lower levels in the second quarter, when pipeline maintenance limited feed gas availability and the shutdowns caused by Winter Storm Uri curtailed exports. See better days. If U.S. facilities were to export the same 30% of their output to Europe this year, that would mean an additional 73 BCF of LNG, just from the higher capacity. but given the strong start to U.S. to Europe cargo so far this year, considerably more than 30% of U.S. LNG is likely to be delivered to Europe in 2022. If 50% of U.S. produced LNG, excluding Calcasieu Pass, went to Europe, that would be an increase of 806 BCF versus last year, more than enough to meet the targets laid out in the IEA plan.
This would appear to be very achievable, and with commissioning activity at Calcasieu Pass extending throughout the year sending additional cargoes to Europe, the U.S. could put more of a dent in the EC's target.
In order to fulfill the EC's goal, however, around 70% of U.S. exports from the operational terminals, plus nearly all of Calcasieu Pass cargoes this year, would have to go to Europe.
So far in March, exports to the EU and UK are around that level, but were just below that in January and February.
Maintaining exports to Europe at the current level for the entire year is an extremely tall order and would represent a huge deviation from typical seasonal patterns. Exports from the US to Europe are typically at their highest in the fall and winter and drop off dramatically in the spring and summer. While the drop-off will likely not be as substantial this year because of the current turmoil created by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the need to refill Europe's low gas storage inventories, other countries in Asia, Latin America, etc. are going to need LNG as well. Exports to Latin America typically peak in the Northern Hemisphere's spring and summer, which are right around the corner. So, while it may be physically possible for U.S. LNG exporters to meet most, or even all, of the goals for increased European imports in the IEA and EC plans, global market forces will likely put real limits on what U.S.-sourced LNG actually contributes. And, of course, there are the questions of how much LNG Europe's import terminals can handle, and whether Europe's gas pipeline networks are sufficiently robust and interconnected to deliver gas to where it's needed. As we said in You Don't Own Me, Germany, facing the most serious gas supply crisis, currently has no LNG import facilities and, while it can get LNG indirectly via terminals in Belgium, France and the Netherlands, those pipelines reportedly have been running near capacity. We'll examine these issues in an upcoming blog. Help Is On Its Way was written by Glenn Shorrock and appears as the first song on side one of Little River Band's third studio album, Diamantina Cocktail.
Released as a single in April 1977, the song went to number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts.
Personnel on the record were Glenn Shorrock on lead vocals and piano, Graham Goble on guitars and backing vocals, B. Birtles on guitar and backing vocals, David Briggs on guitars, George McCardle on bass, and Derek Pelixi on drums and percussion. Diamantina Cocktail was recorded during 1976 and produced by John Boylan and Little River Band.
Released in May 1977, the album went to number 49 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart.
It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Four singles were released from the LP. Little River Band is an Australian rock band formed in Melbourne in 1975.
They have released 18 studio albums, 5 live albums, 6 compilation albums, 1 EP, and 39 singles.
The band has sold over 30 million records worldwide. 30 members have passed through the band since its inception. A group that owns the rights to the name still tours as the Little River Band, with no original members on board.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.